Chapter 3. The Inn. They walk along the street and find the inn. The curtains are closed, and there aren't any cars in the car park.
Maybe it's closed,
says Mrs. Jackson. But the front door is open, and they walk inside. Mrs. Jackson rings the bell on the reception desk, and a man with a long grey beard appears. He's surprised to see them.
Can I help you?
He asks.
Yes, we need 2 rooms for tonight,
says Mr. Jackson.
I'm sorry, we're full.
Full?
Says Mr. Jackson, surprised.
That's impossible. Where are all the people? Where are all the cars?
The man looks nervous.
It's Halloween tonight,
he says quietly.
Leave now, before it's too late.
Too late for what?
Asks Mrs. Jackson. Mr. Jackson is angry.
I don't understand. Is there a problem?
He asks.
We can't leave this village. Our car is in the garage. They can only repair it tomorrow.
Okay, you can stay,
says the man.
But be careful.
He rings the bell, and a woman arrives. She's got grey clothes and very white skin. She's Felicia, the maid.
Take them to rooms 28 and 29, Felicia.
Follow me,
says Felicia. She takes the Jacksons to their rooms.
The people here have got very white skin,
says Mrs. Jackson in a quiet voice.
Don't they go out in the sun?